We're learning Masechta Steinis Nachkuf Tesamid Beis. The Mishnah had said, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyis B'Seich Asurin L'Saper U'L'Chabes. On the Shur Shechal B'Av Tisha B'Av this is they have haircuts and washing clothes. And the Gemara brings the Machlekes. Amar Rav Nachman L'Shono L'Chabes V'Lulbeish, only if he's going to wear the washed clothes and he's washing it, Av L'Chabes L'Niach Mutter. But to wash it and to leave it, it's Mutter. And Rav Sheshe said, I feel lechabes l'niyah chaser. Even to wash it, leave it. Avshesh b'uraya, the Baal Nikatshi, the Beirav, the washer of Beirav, was batal. And he didn't wash clothing even for after Tisha B'Av. And that's the maskanas of Gemara. The Gemara says to Yufta, the Rosh is something interesting. He says, besides that, the Gemara says to Yufta, of Nachman Shrei from the Mishnah, because if the Is is only lechabes v'lubash, why would the Mishnah call that lechabes? Lulbaish, even if it's mechubis beforehand, it's aser. And that's what it says in the Gemara right afterwards, Shalach Yitzchak ben Gururi, that Afi Shom Rekhlai Krishna, Eimim Shem Gietz, Av Aser Leif Shem Misham Shechal Dishu Lis Beseicha. And he didn't want to learn there, Av Nachman didn't know that way. But it's interesting to ask Akasha, the Gemara didn't ask, if he's going to learn that way, Av Nachman would have to hold that the answer is to wear B'godim Mechubasim, and the way the Mishnah tells it next, by telling you Lechabes, because what else are you being mechabes for? And in Echanami, mechabes for afterwards is takamutter. But that's the maskana, that both are aser. To be mechabes is aser, even if you're not going to wear it. And to wear begana mechubasim is aser, even if you didn't wash them, now you washed them before. Now, Rishayim also say that mitfaches hayadayim v'ashulchan, not only clothing, but tablecloths, handkerchiefs, any type of linens that you need is also aser. And what's the raya? The raya is with the batli katsi de beirav. If the washermen were batal, why didn't they wash the sheets? Why didn't they wash the tablecloths? Why didn't they wash the handkerchiefs? Elamai, everything is aser. Also, the Rishayim say that even though a chalamayid, the Gemara brought down Misha ein la lechalak echamut lechabse bechalas shalmayid, but on the shuah shachal tishu bavlis besaych, it's aser even Misha ein lechalak echad. You have to just wear the same chalak the whole time. And the Gaon brings, I think the Rishayim mean this also, and the Gaon says it klar. It's muchik from the Gemara that way, because the Gemara is etzdain, according to Rav Nachman v'chamishim, v'tarim nekveit Shabbos, is for someone that only has a chalak echad, and you see, it's only mutlum shum kveit Shabbos, vice this about kveit Shabbos, even if it's enle l'chalak echad, it's asir. Now, the Gemara also discusses levisha and gihutz. The Gemara says in Nusach, the Braisa, asir l'chabbos of neitishba, v'filu nechachadishba, v'gihutz shalonu, Kikibas shalahen, two halachas. One is gihutz that we do is like kibas that they do. And the second halacha is a kli pishtan ein bem shum gihutz. A kli pishtan, there's no gihutz. So what does it mean, gihutz shalonu kikibas shalahen? That Rashi says the gihutz that they do in Babel is only as good as the kibas they do in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to do gihutz before Tisha B'Av, even l'niach lacha Tisha B'Av. But kibas shalonu is mutter. The point is, in Babel, the laundering was inferior to Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, the kibbutz of Babel does not have a din kibbutz, and Memela, it's mutter. The gihutz of Babel is like the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael and its aser. All the Rishayim say that's the pshat. The Bryce is a little cryptic, but all the Rishayim learned the pshat, because there's no other pshat in gihutz shalonu kikibbutz shalahen, if the kibbutz of Babel is also aser, so what's the point of gihutz is like kibbutz of them? Our kibbutz is also aser. And what's the chiluk exactly in Giyutz and Kibbutz? The Teretz is, Baisus Kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael is Asa, but in Bavel it's Mutter, but Giyutz is Asa in Bavel. That's what you have to link to the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that our Giyutz is like their Kibbutz, Baisus, our Kibbutz is not like their Kibbutz. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Tainus Perakei Aloch Avav, he says that Kibbutz is Asa. He doesn't make any chiluk between Shalonu, Shalahen. And Shaila is why? L'chayy, the Gemara is Mavur, like we said, well, the Rishayim say, the Ramban said it, B'Shem, the Ga'inim, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Ran, that Kibbutz and Babel is Mutter. Why did the Ram bring it down? So the Magen Mishnah says, because there's a minik to be Machmer, even Kibbutz of Babel. And Taisus brings this on the Flamen of an Aleph, it's going on our Gemara, that even though Kli Pishdan is Mutter L'chabes, Mekom Ha'gvichel on the Marina Rashi, L'asin Shalom L'kai V'sais Ha'shvuam, Shibadish of Kainim Atanis, that we're not going to give the Kli Pishdan. So Rashi asked the Kli Pishtan, even though there's no Giyutz by Kli Pishtan, like we'll see. So that's how the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam. The Torah also brings to Navi Ezri, Noga v'senu Yisra v'kibbutz shalanu. So the Beis Yosef also writes there in the Torah. He writes, brings the Magen Mishnah. That's why the Rambam asked it all kibbutz. It's a little bit shver, because the Rambam usually wouldn't bring a minig min astam. The Bach brings from the Rambam that the Rambam really is asking Medina. We'll get to that in a second. Because the pshat is, the kibbutz of Bavel was inferior. But we don't live in Bavel anymore, and in the times of the Rambam could be like our times. Maybe our kibbutz is just as good as the kibbutz in the times of the Mishnah of Eretz Yisrael. And that's how the Rambam learns up the Rambam, and we'll see that very soon. The Rosh's lashon is, Giyitz shalanu harehu kekibbutz shalahem umutter. Our Gemara says, Giyitz shalanu hu kekibbutz shalahem. But the Rosh says, Giyitz shalanu is kekibbutz shalahem umutter. It sounds like the Giyitz is mutter. If it is kekibbutz shalahem, why is it mutter? Kibbutz shalahem is certainly aser, because that's what the Mishnah says, aser l'chanes. Maybe there's a Tayyip Sefer and it's supposed to say, Giyat Shalanu Kekibah Shalem V'Aser. But the Beis Yosef's Girsa in the Rosh is not Mashu was Magiyat. It's Mashu he had this Girsa. Giyat Shalanu Re Kekibah Shalanu U'Mutter. Giyat Shalanu was like Kibah Shalanu and his Mutter. What does that mean? So Beis Yosef writes this Lash. He says, Ima Nuscha Amitis. Beis Yosef wasn't sure if he'd have to be Magiyat. But he says, if it's correct, Giyat Shalanu Kekibah Shalanu U'Mutter, he means that things got worse. In the times of the Gemara, Giyat Shalanu was Kibbutz Shalahem. And the Rosh is saying, but Giyat Shalanu, in our times, thing got worse. So Mamela, even Giyat Shalanu was Mutter. So that's interesting shot in the Rosh, but it wouldn't be Negeil HaLacha, because like we said, Kamri Rishenim, Taisus brings it from Rashi, and the Torah brings it from the Avi Ezri, Vechuli, that say that we're Machman all Kibbutz, even the Kibbutz Shalanu, Kolshik, and the Giyat Shalanu. Now the Braisa says, Klei Pishtan Eimem Mishum Gihutz. And the Rishonim say, that's Dafka Klei Pishtan Yashan, old linen clothing, there's no halacha of Gihutz by them, but Klei Pishtan Chadash is Gihutz, and it's really for a Gemara in Ma'in Katan, Dafka of Gimel. But the Ritva and the Ran both bring a Machlekes Rishonim, why there's no Gihutz by Klei Pishtan. And it really, I think it's telling really what exactly Gihutz is. And there is an Afkamina Lalacha in this Machlekes Rishonim. The Ramban and the Ravid say, because Pishtan doesn't really clean that well. It remains dirty. So Mimela, it will come out Lefizet, if there's no Gihutz in Kli Pishtan, so who adin, there's no Kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael in Kli Pishtan. There's no Gihutz of Bavel in Kli Pishtan. And that's what it says, Gihutz Shalanu Kekibbutz Shalahen. But Kli Pishtan ain't membership Gihutz, meaning that by Kli Pishtan you can't do Gihutz. So Mimela, the Yisrael Adavar is even Eretz Yisrael, Kibbutz will be mutter. So the Isser of washing clothing doesn't apply to Kli Pishtan Yishanim, because they don't wash too well. There's no way to wash it out, really. So when the Gemara is being matter Gihutz with Kli Pishtan, who then the Gemara is being matter Kibbutz and Eretz Yisrael of Kli Pishtan? Because the sign of the heter of Gihutz by Kli Pishtan is, it doesn't get so clean. And Memela, in Eretz Yisrael also, the Gihutz of Bava was the same as the Kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael. And Mela, the Kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael also went to Mekli Pishtan. Maybe the Gihutz of Eretz Yisrael will be also Mekli Pishtan. But Al Kopanim, that's what will come out. But the Ram brings the Chacham HaKoel B'Yudibar B'Yitzhak that says there's two separate things. Kibbutz washes the Beged. Gihutz restores the Beged to become new. Gihutz makes the Beged like new, like kind of like our dry cleaning. That makes it like new. Now, so there's two separate isurim in laundry. There's an isur of washing out the dirt. There's an isur of making a beggar like new. Now, the kibbutz of Bavel doesn't wash out the dirt properly, and it doesn't work. It's mutter. The kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael does wash out the dirt properly, and it's aser. Gihutz of Bavel, it's not the pshat that it washes out the dirt. It makes the beggar like new. And that's only by a Kli Tzemer, or by a Kli Pishtan Chadash. But a Kli Pishtan Yashan, it doesn't become new again. And that's why there's no Issa Gihutz by a Kli Pishtan. And by Bavel Stam, there's no Issa Kibbutz. And there is an Issa Gihutz by Bavel. But the Issa Gihutz wouldn't apply to a Kli Pishtan Yashan. So what will come out in Afkamina? In Eretz Yisrael, could they wash a Kli Pishtan Yashan? According to the Ramban and the Ravid, they could. Because the Ramban and the Ravid says, the Yisrael Dover is like this. Everything is to get it clean. In Bavel, Kibbutz doesn't get it clean. Gihutz does. In Eretz Yisrael, even Kibbutz gets it clean. So Gihutz in Bavel is like Kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Klei pishtan, ein memishim giyitz. Means even giyitz doesn't get it clean. So who are they? Kibbutz Neretz Yisrael doesn't get it clean. So mainly you let it wash, the klei pishtan yashin Neretz Yisrael. Mashenken, according to the Ran, bring the Chacham HaKol, Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak, there's two things. There's kibbutz and there's giyitz. Kibbutz is to get it clean. That you can't do in both. You can't get anything clean. Giyitz is to make it new. That doesn't work by klei pishtan. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is an issur kibbutz by klei pishtan, because you can get klei pishtan clean. Just above that, you can't get anything clean. And giyitz is not the point of getting it clean. Giyitz is the point of making it new. You're making it new, that only is by klei tzemah, not by klei pishtan. See, I would understand, I didn't see this anywhere, the Beis Yosef brings a machlokes yishanim. What exactly is giyitz? He brings a machlokes yishanim. He says, the Aruch says, giyitz means yimavirin al begadim evin chalak al ha'achlikan. Which I think it means to press it. Like we would iron it, but it was evin chalak al ha'achlikan. And it brings to the book of Yosef, in Perek Eilu Megalchim, that giyitz ha'inu mayim ve'efer in esu ubayris. Detergent. So I think the Ramban and the Rambam that are going with the book of Yosef means detergent. So here's how they're learning the Gemara. Giyitz shalanu kekibah shalem. When we use detergent in Bavel, that's going to make a kibah like the water, like the plain water in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, the water is very poor. You need detergent. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Isser without detergent, kibah. In Bavel, the Isser is only with detergent, which is giyitz. That's the book of Yosef, Pshat and giyitz. So now the Mishnah says, now the Gemara says, like pishtan, there's no giyitz. That means even detergent can't get at the dirt of klei pishtan. Okay. So kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, we mutter by klei pishtan. The detergent in Bavel is like the non-detergent in Eretz Yisrael. Perfect. The Rabbi Yitzchak holds like the other, like the Aruch. Giyitz means to press it. To iron it. To make it beautiful pressed. Now, by klei pishtan, which is old, it doesn't get ironed. It doesn't get pressed. But it does get clean. But nothing gets clean in Bavel. Bavel kibbutz is mutter, because nothing gets clean. Giyitz is aser. Because it gets pressed, it looks new. Klei pishtan, there's no giyutz. You can't make it new. But klei pishtan in Eretz Yisrael is liban. That's a pshat. As Dr. Ran, lefizetz and afkamina lididon. Because like we said, the Ran holds that our kibbutz, the kibbutz of our, of Rishayim, whatever it is, that could be like Eretz Yisrael. So mele, everything would be us, even klei pishtan. There's no giyutz, but there is kibbutz. In bubbles, anyway, no kibbutz. Now there's no kibbutz, but we do have kibbutz. So Mele Klei Pishtan also be us. He says that's from the Rambam. That's why the Rambam wasn't mechalak by kibbutz between Klei Pishtan and Klei Tzemer. He wasn't mechalak in Shalonu and Shalahem because the detergent, the washing got better, and now we're all like Eretz Yisrael. And Mele Klei Pishtan, there would be an Isser of kibbutz. Now the Mordechai brings from the Rashbat, and he says like this, that just like in Allah to wash clothing, who would then new clothing in Allah to wear them? And you're also not allowed to be misaken new clothing, even to leave them. That's what he first says. Then he brings you Yerushalmi. Magam shenagu hani nashi denehig dele lemishti mi da'ayel avin hakam. What does it mean, lemishti? He says, there's a gersle lemishti chamra. That people who are knowing, I don't know why it's nashim then, not to drink wine from Rishkaidish Av is a minute. But Rabbi Nisim Goyen wasn't garis chamra, it was garis amra with an ayin. Amra means wool. What does lemishti mean? The Mishti says it's lashon of shesi, of threads that go horizontal, and he says since shesi is also kol shekin tikkun begadim, and he says v'roy lahachem is afilu mirish kaidish, and he brings the gemara nivamis kaidim as manazem matim miskeim milisa v'litim v'livnis from the taya, so veila whatever from mirish kaidish already there's already an inyan of avelus is a miyat simcha, so veila you should not make new clothing tikkun begadim chadashu. And this is brought a little bit b'kitzur in the Tursim and Tavkuf Nun Aleph. He brings from the Rashbat that you can't go and make new clothing, even lahaniach. He brings the Yerushalmi of Leila Mishti. And the Meisheisa says Yerushalmi learns it out from Kiyash Shosei Siharasun, and Shosei is the Evan Shsiyah. Since the Evan Shsiyah got destroyed, so we don't do Shesi. So the Dakamashi says, so maybe only Shesi's us, or threads. Shasi threads, like the Evan Shsiyah, not all tikkun begadim chadashim. And the Ramam, in Siv Zayin, Paskins, Nogul Hakel B'zei, says, we'll makel in tikkun begadim chadashim. But the Bir Agra is Mayrich, and he sees Asis. And he asks us for two reasons. First of all, he said, Rebbeinu Nisim Goyen, and the Tur, and the Rashbat, whoever that is, Paskins, that if Shasi is Asir, so Kol Shekin tikkun begadim chadashim. Why would the Ramam argue on them? Shvei to argue on the Rishaynim, on the Gdele, on the early Rishaynim, that they're on the Dam of Tikkun Mechadashim to Shasi. But then he says there's another time. He says, Tikkun Beganim Chadashim is the same Issur as Kibbutz, and that's how the Mordechai started. He says the Mordechai is saying three separate reasons. First, he starts off saying, Hu Adin Kael Chadashim the Asur Lashim V'Asur L'Saknam L'Niach, that's before the Yerushalmi. If there's an Issur Kibbutz, there's an Issur Kael Chadashim V'Lashim and L'Saknam L'Niach. Because fixing clothing is the same as Kibbutz, both fixing it afterwards and wearing new clothing. Then he brings the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi is to make threads or whatever it is Issa Evin Shesia, and Koshkein to make clothing is part of that Issa. That's the second thing the Mordechai says. And then he says a third thing. There's a din of Niyat Simcha for Mishkaidish. And the learning, Meshesef also says that when the Tur brings the Reshbat, Roy Lahachmer, he doesn't mean Roy Lahachmer on Shur Shechal B'Tishba. That could be also mean Nina. He means Roy Lahachmer for Mishkaidish. But Shur Shechal B'Tishba Stami Evin Isnaltz Kibbutz. The Ramah didn't learn that way. The Ramah Lachari seemed to learn there's one Isser. There's an Isser of Shasi, and that's from Yerushalmi. Mehechat Teisa to apply that to Tikkun Mechadashim. The guy says, first of all, the Rishayim say that it applies to Tikkun Mechadashim, why don't we roll that way? And second of all, there's an Isser of Kibbutz. Why does Yerushalmi say this minig because of the Shasi? That is to answer from Mishkaidish. And no Isser of Kibbutz from Mishkaidish, but Tikkun Mechadashim is worse because of the Shasi, and that's Royal Lahachmah from Mishkaidish. Now the Magen Avraham writes, and the Mishnah brings it down, that even the Ramah wasn't only makel, only if he gave it to the Uman before Ishkaidish to fix, to give it to the Uman after Ishkaidish, pshita da asalitain. And the Mishnah would say, I'm not sure what he means. The Ramah, the Akamesha, doesn't seem to be saying that. He seems to be being the fact on the Isser. If Itaka held that it was Asir and it's pshita da asalitain, so why is he holding its mutter to give it before? By a Kaivis we don't say that. I'm not sure of Jad. Now I'll call upon him, la'alacha, Al-Gabban al-Lafidah Magan Avram, we know it is Asr to be Misakan clothing, the Chayahudin to buy clothing, it's Lagar and Mikibas, like the Gain says. Now you have the other Pshat in the Ramah, Lemishti Charma Lemechel Brisra, and that's also brought in the Tursim and Tafkuf Nan Aleph, and he writes that that's why some Mekaymas are Neig not to eat Basr, Lishis Yain, at Beshabazu, in the Shur Shechal B'Tishabam, the Yesh Mesifim Mishredish Adatainis. And that's brought, this minig's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef Tess. And the Gemara only brought the din of Basr of Yain, like the Mishnah says, in the Suda Mefsekes. But the Yerushalmi mentions the Mishnah Chamra, Lamechel Bishra, on the Shur Shechal Metishba, or from Mishkaidish, if that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Gain says in the beer, he says, he doesn't think it's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. He thinks Pshat in the Yerushalmi is like a Nisan Gain, because it says Nashi. No good Nashi. Why women? Women aren't the ones necessarily that drink the wine and eat the wheat. If it says women, it's mashkas, the women take care of the sewing. But it brings the Makar from the Gemara in Bava Basra, at the end of the third parak, that it says, in Miyayim Shechari Beis HaMikdash, you really should make a takana, not to eat meat or drink wine, because the kabbanis came from meat and from wine. And the Gemara says, we don't, because Egoizim Gzera Letziba and Kenyach El Lamedba. So he says, if it's just for the 9 days, you could be maimed on it. So that's what the Gayin says. That, as we know, is the Minig Ashkenaz. Now, about what Shur Shechal by Tisha B'Av, we know it's the Machlekes here, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Shur Shechal by Tisha B'Av is only the days before Tisha B'Av. The Brisa read it, if Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday, so then there's no additional Avelis. If it comes out on a Monday, or a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday, all the days of that week before Tisha B'Av are Asr, all the days after are Mutter. And Shmuel said, no, it's the entire week, and the Gemara discusses it in the end. Actually, on the next time we come at the lachas like Rav, now let's say if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and it's Nidchah to Sunday, so do we say that since Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, for the whole week of Shur Shechal B'Tisha B'Av? Or no, because Lamaise is Nidchah to after Shabbos, so Meila, you don't have a Shur Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. It's like Tisha B'Av comes in on Sunday, but you don't have a Shur Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. So the Rosh and the Ran both bring a Yerushalmi. The Mamash addresses this question. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Bam, Bar Kain, Amakamid, Rabbesi, B'Shem, Avi, Avuhu. Tishabav, Shchalias, B'Shabbos, Shnei Shabbos, Mutarim. When Tishabav comes on Shabbos, both weeks are Mutar. In other words, both the week of beforehand, because it was pushed off to Sunday. So the male the first week, the week of Tishabav, is not called the Shur Shechal by Tishabav. And also, the week afterwards, I guess, because it's after Tisha B'Av, and that doesn't count. Now the Torah also brings this down, but the Torah brings in the smag that the minig is when it's Chal B'Shabbos to asa the entire week before on the Saper L'Chabbos. Now I'm not sure if the smag is saying that that's Taka the Halacha, but then it's very Sharif in the Yishalmi. What he means is that they had a minig to be Machma. So we anyway have a minig to be Machma because we're Machma anyway from Rishkai Deshav. But whatever differences in Dinim would be, a Shur Shechalbay, the Ikka day of the Rishayim is not called Shur Shechalbay, even when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. The din that we're machma from Rishkaidish is brought here in the Marilchai and the Chumas Nadesh and Simon Kofnun. The Torah brings it B'Shem Naviyah Ezri, and the Ramah brings it in Simon Tov Nanal of Sif Dalet. It's just I found it a Shikul Chiddish that even Shavu Shechal Be Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says Chamishi Mitarim Nekvay Shabbos. When you have Tisha B'Av on Friday, so Mi'ikra Din, it's Shavu Shechal Be Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av on Thursday, you're allowed to wash clothing and you're allowed to take a Hirkum Nekvay Shabbos. And we who have noig a chumra from a shkaidish of, we don't make Thursday off and make Kvay Shabbos. That's by Mir Shtikul Chiddush. Now one more idiom which is negated to this Amud is that the Gemara brings the Brisa, the Tisha B'Av Shkalis B'Shabbos, Chayin Erev Tisha B'Av Shkalis B'Shabbos, Oichel V'Shoysa Kol Tzarecho, Yomala Al Shechon Afilu Kasud Yishloim B'Shatay. That there are restrictions on Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't, on the last Suda Al Kapanim, you can't, the Mishnah says you can't eat meat or drink wine. And when machmir even for Rishkai, the Shmuel Kapanim, and that you have, then you also can't have Shnei Tavshilin. But that's only when it's during the week, when Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos, or even when Tisha B'Av Shabbos, but it's pushed off to after Shabbos, there are no eating restrictions the entire Shabbos. Eichel V'Shaisa Kot Tzarka Mal Shechane Afilu Kasud Yishleim V'Shaita. That's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara. The Rishayim bring it to Sefta that says, V'Eina Menei Atzmai Miklum. He adds these words, which you could say, then he eats, can eat whatever he wants. But the Rishayim saw in the Tosefta one extra halacha. That Einim Ne'atzim Miklum means there are no Dina Avelis Klal. And it's Mutter Rechitza Sicha and Tasha Shemita. Even though it's Tisha B'Av Shkas B'Shabbos. So you would think maybe the Avelis B'Fahesya we don't do. But Avelis B'Tzinah we do. Kamashma no. We don't even do Avelis B'Tzinah. Rechitza Sicha and Tasha Shemita are all Mutter. So the Rishayim bring this. The Ramban and the Rosh and the Ran. And they say it's a Tosefta. The Rosh brings from his Rebbe, the Maram Rittenberg, who doesn't bring the Tosefta at all, but he brings his Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Mivin, that's the Arzurua, that held that it is an Isser, Tashu Shemitah, and the other things are Asser on Tisha B'Av Shchalis B'Shabbos. And it brings a Raya, because it says if somebody's relative dies on Yomtiv, on Regel, so that the Avelis is pushed off till after Yomtiv, but still the Dvarim Shebetzinah is Naik. And that's his raya. So who would then hear when Tisha B'Av comes out and Shabbos is pushed off after Shabbos? Still, Dvarim Shebetzinah is naik. So the Maram Rittenberg says the following lashon about this: Hadavah yatsa mipi meiri hakadosh v'chol adas yisrael yasu oisay. Kedayu beisul lekeinu labilav ein achas b'shana. He says this thing. The Maram Rittenberg is writing this thing came from meiri hakadosh v'tzig mivin v'ar zeruah, and everyone should do this because the Beis HaMikdash is Kedai, that we should miss one Aina of Tashem Mita one time during the year. But the Maram says, that Lamaisa, he wants to argue, HaKabbalim, he wants to ask, and he says that you don't have a Raya, he brings Rayas, he's Mayach HaDrap, you don't have a Raya from Kaiva Mesa Beregel, because they were Mechalik between Avelis and Tisha B'Av. Avelis doesn't have a Makar to Aser, so he held it was Mutter, but then he writes at the end again, Miu Nochem Lahach Mekadivri Mayri. Lamaisa is correct, even though I hold this mutter, but it's the correct thing to machma like my Rebbe. If I feel who make him, any machma lenolasis kedvariv. Even when he's mekel, I'm machma. Really, you should listen to him. The kol shkein shehu machma v'ani mekel. That's the Maram that's brought in the Rosh. The Rosh says, like we said, the Tosefta says not that way, and he writes v'chein amadaber. He writes as the minig olam to be matter tashu shemita on Tisha B'Av Shkas B'Shabbos. And Rebbe Shem hold that way. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafnuf Kufn and Dal as if your test passes that way. But the Darkei Moshe on the Torah brings him Avraham Prague and the Balaam and Hagim, Rav Lezim Eterna, and the Aguda, and say the Minig is the Asa, the backwards, it brings it from the Marashal. So the later Ashkenazic Gedolim and Peskim, Lamaisa said the Minig was to be Machmer. And that's the Psak of the Ramah. The Chaynaigim, he says. So Lamaisa, that's the Minig. The Mishavur brings from the Shlav that by Lel Tvili can be Mekel, the Sharetzin, and says that even Bam Baderech maybe can be Mekel. But for the Gro also says, when he brings down this thing, he says, Lamaisa, the Sefer says not that way. But Al Kopanim, That's the minig Ashkenaz from the Ramam and from the Gedolei Ashkenaz that are machmir. I want to say one shtickle from the Milchus Chinuch, a pasha de shtickle. Now, l'chayi the shayla is, when Tisha B'Av comes down on Shabbos, is all the avelus nitcha before, there is no din avelus on Shabbos, so no. It's a din avelus of fasting, but dvarim shebetzin anayik. So he asks, so what happened to Rechitza? How come we ask the Tashba Shamita, but we still allow ourselves to wash, right? We don't wash our hands like we do on Tisha B'Av. We wash our hands regular. We wash our face. There's no Issa Rechitza. If you're going to say dvarim shebetzin anayik, why wouldn't that ask the Rechitza? So he says, very good. He says, it's Pashit. He says, there are two dinim. We have like this. By Tisha B'Av, there's a din of Avelus. Whatever's asa during a shiv is asa with Tisha B'Av. We have the next Gemara. So there are things that are not asa on a tainus, which in Avel is asa, l'masha learning Torah, or sitting on a chair, at least where Machmet Tilchat says. So those are things which are mutter on a tainus, it's mutter on Yom Kippur, but it's asr an avil. So Tisha B'Av has dine avelus. Tisha B'Av also has dine inui. The things that are dine inui, like a chilu shtiyah. There's no isr by a chilu shtiyah by avelus, but that's mitzvah tainus. Now, pung sicha, rechitza, and tashvishem, and nilas asandal, and tashamita are all both. They have an isr mitzvah tainus. By Yom Kippur, you have this isr. By tainus tzibu, you have these isurim, like we had in the first parak. You also have these isurim when someone's sitting shiva by avelus. So you really have both. But what's not pushed off Dvarim Shebetzin Anayik? Only Avelus. The Dine Avelus of Tisha B'Av, according to the Shita, it's like Kaiva Mesim regularly, you still Anayik them. But the Dine Inui, you don't have. Now when someone's sitting Shiva, he can wash his hands. The Issur Rechitza is only Chanin, or Kol Gufay. We had that earlier. But the regular washing hands, Loheshit Yadav B'Mayim, there's no Isser by Avelus. But there is an Isser by Tisha B'Av. That's an Isser Mitzad Inui. The Isser of Inui is of course pushed off. The whole time is pushed off. You can even drink, so you can do the Inui of Rechitza you don't have. The Avelus of Rechitza doesn't apply to Panav Yadav Ragla B'Tzainen. So that's why there's no Havim Nitas of Panav Yadav B'Tzainen. Only B'Chamin and Echanami. And Dvarim Shebetzin Anayik would apply to Sicha and Rechitza Mechamin, but wouldn't apply to Rechitza Betzayin, and that's a shtickle in the Milchus Chinuch.